last week we had Charlie Daniels on the show. He's woken up to the New World Order, Agenda 21, and so much more. And a lot of people heard it and have begged me to re-air it. Some people said they only caught part of it. So you want it, you got it. Here is a encore rebroadcast of my interview last week with the country legend, Charlie Daniels.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you."
Oh, man, it is hard to turn that off.
Give the devil his due.
That is one of my favorite songs in country, western, folk, you name it. And my children love it. We routinely listen to it when we're cooking breakfast in the morning. Part of the greatest hits with Johnny Cash and people like that in the background. But this is the first time I've ever talked to him, and I'm almost tongue-tied. Charlie Daniels, he needs no introduction. But the best part is he's always loved America. He's always defended the Bill of Rights and Constitution, including the Second Amendment. And now he's really coming out against the globalists, the New World Order, Agenda 21. And I was just talking to him the last two or three minutes before we went live here. Charlie Daniels of CharlieDaniels.com. He's on tour nationwide right now, but he told me he's not here to talk about that. He's here to talk about Agenda 21 and a new documentary that he's voiced called Behold a Pale Horse on the Second Amendment and more. Mr. Daniels, great to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, and it's good to be with you. And that's, you know, everybody needs to be talking about Agenda 21. This is one, another one. You know, one of the things that really scared me, and should scare everybody, is the way this health care bill got pushed through. Is you could wake up one morning, and after a midnight session of Congress, no telling what could be done. And this Agenda 21 is an evil, diabolical thing. It is global in scope, and everybody needs to know about it. I think people know about it. We have an arms about it.
Well, you write about it at CharlieDaniels.com. Tell us about your political awakening that's, I guess, decades old, but currently what you're most focused on. And let's talk about Agenda 21 and why people should be concerned about it.
Well, let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world, and there must be a shift in attitudes. Individual wants, needs, and desires are being conformed to the views and the dictates of government planners in the process of implementing sustainable development. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. That's for starters. That, if that shocks anybody, then you should dig a little deeper into this thing. And just go look it up. Don't take my word for it. Just go look it up. It's the information, they've been pretty bold about it, I will say that. And information is readily available on the Internet. This is a thing that, you know, I mean, it goes on into no individual ownership of property. I heard a thing the other day. I raise farm animals. I raise cows and horses. And there was a bill that passed. I didn't know what it passed at the time, but it was called the Food Protection Act. That might not have been the exact.
Yeah, the Food Safety Act.
Food Safety Act, right. And I called our two senators. I called, it was in the Senate at the time, and I called Senator Lamar Alexander's office, and I called Senator Corker's office. And I said, I didn't talk to either one of them, but I talked to their aides. And I asked a guy, I didn't know anything, I thought it was on the floor. It had passed. Senator Alexander had voted for it. I called Senator Corker, and I asked the guy, what about the small farm? Oh, Senator Alexander would never do anything to hurt farmers. Called Senator Corker's office. Well, Senator Corker voted against it. Now, you know, what's the deal here? If it's good for the state of Tennessee, why would one senator vote for it and one vote against it? The thing about it to me is this, and what people don't realize is that it has to be brought home to people. You say, okay, if things go south, I got an acre of ground, I go ahead and plant a garden. I'll get me a cow, a couple of pigs, a chicken. No, you won't, because under the Food Protection Act, they could come in and say, you can't grow anything because you're spreading bad stuff into the food supply. I saw a thing the other day about mad cow disease in California. It's coming, okay, you're endangering the health of all the animals in the country by your animals, so you can't grow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
Agenda 21 wants to reduce the population of the planet Earth by some, I'm afraid to even say it because it really makes me sound crazy, but some tremendous event. Earth is God to these people, and they're, you know, we're mistreating the Earth, us evil human beings. The Bible says God gave, you know, he gave this Earth to man.
Dominion.
To subdue, and the animals on it, everything on it. And it, Earth is not God. I love the Earth. I'm a very earthy sort of person, but it is not my God. It is not a God. It doesn't have any power. And we have mistreated it. I know we've mistreated it, but it's, the Earth is perfectly capable of refurbishing itself.
I was about to say, Charlie Daniels, our guest, they don't care about the environment, these globalists. They've got a lot of people that follow them that do, that are misguided. It's all about a power grab. Under Agenda 21, Obama can shut down coal power plants that his buddies don't own, and he's done it, and then that makes General Electric and others, who, by the way, are tax-exempt under this fraud, they make giant profits. It's about monopolies. And when you talk about the Food Safety Act, you're right. Big Pharma and Big Agro wrote it to shut down family farms. I mean, look at them going after the Amish. I'm just backing you up here, Charlie. Look at them going after people with lemonade stands. Look at them going after gardens. The system does not want us self-sufficient.
Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
There is something afoot here right now. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something. And the one thing that really scares me is the fact that we are one Supreme Court justice away from Obama doing just about any damn thing he wants to do. I mean, if you can't get it through the Congress, Congress and Senate would never have enough guts to try to take people's guns away from them. They would not do it. They know it would be political suicide. But if it's done through the Supreme Court, it becomes the law of the land. I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well. But if they come out and people say, well, I will not give them my gun to take about one or two Ruby Ridges and Waco's to convince people, hey, it ain't worth it. You know, and that's how deep this thing goes. It's, you know, it scares the heck out of me. I'm 75 years old. You know, I mean, I don't know probably if I'll see this stuff implemented or not, but I got a kid and I got grandkids, and I don't want to see them live in a world that Big Brother runs, and you got to worry about some Nazi type SOP come knocking on the door in the middle of the night and taking you to task about some opinion that you have. Hate crime opinion. You know, to me, what is a hate crime? I mean, you know, if you kill somebody, you must hate them. I mean, how many times do you kill somebody? If you hate somebody, if it's a hate crime, you kill them twice? What is it? You know, what's the difference? So, you know, this stuff, these little things in this Obamacare thing that was passed, we have a congressman named Bart Gordon in Tennessee that he was not going to run again. He voted for the Obamacare knowing that his constituency did not want it. He has disappeared. Nobody even knows where he's at. I tried to call him out. He owes it to the people who put him in office to come out and tell us why he voted for it.
And now we see Obama, Charlie Daniels is our guest right now, giving 2,000-plus companies waivers. So, again, his buddies get waivers from what he does. That's total discrimination. But going back to the Second Amendment, as you know, I know you're a big supporter of them, the NRA, and they're usually pretty, you know, conservative about what they say. They have the intel, and the Washington Times reported on this last year, that in his second term, he is going to try to ban semi-autos. And then we got documents that he told the Brady campaign, don't worry, I'm going to do it, quote, under the radar. And remember that tape that got recorded, you know, people have, where he said, yeah, these Bible-hugging, you know, gun-hugging, bitter clingers. And so absolutely, sir, they are coming after our guns. What about Fast and Furious, where Obama shipped guns into Mexico and CBS got the memos to blame the Second Amendment?
Well, I think Eric Holder, for the two things, he should have been, if he did that, he should be impeached and run out of office. He claims he didn't know about it. If he did, he should be run out for incompetence. How do you cross guns into a sovereign nation across international borders and nobody knows about it except the peons that work in the thing? Now, just tell me, how do you do that? If the Obama administration is that incompetent, if they can do that, if they can carry guns across state lines, I mean, across international borders and give them to people, or, I mean, in essence, that's what happened. It's not that they didn't actually carry them across themselves. I mean, once, and you don't know about it, it's going on in your department, well, you fire everybody in your department, you know. But this guy knew about it. He had to know about it. There's no way Holder didn't know about that thing. I don't care what he said. And I honestly, and I will accuse him of lying if he says he don't know anything about it. He knew it. He knew it early on. He didn't do anything about it. He's such an arrogant SOB that he thinks that anything he does, he can get away with. And, you know, this is just any other administration would have fired him 2 years ago. And this guy's wreaking havoc with America. He's wreaking havoc in Arizona. People knew what was going on in Arizona. I met the family of a rancher, a third generation or so rancher in Texas who was killed by people coming across the border. I mean, this is a family. This is a good American family that make a good, honest living off the land and are good people. And their father and their husband have been killed by these people who come across the border. This is what's happening in all along the border. You don't hear about it. But every time somebody comes across, some of these people come across, certainly they come across there. They just want to make a living, okay? You want to make a living, you want to do it. Go do it like everybody, my people did when they came over from Ireland and other people when they came from Germany and Israel and all these places, they immigrated here. Why? Just because they live next to us. People from Canada can't do that. People from Canada can't walk across the border. This is so daggone totally political. And so basic spending and so, you know, a contingency thing that we get as many voters. We get what? Tell me something. How can you go into a bank and cash a check and it makes you put out a picture ID? I can't catch a plane without putting a picture ID. I can't vote in my state. And they know who I am. I vote the same polls all the time. But you got to present that ID before they're going to let you vote. And you mean to tell me that it's right to let people go vote and we don't even know if they're citizens?
Well, Charlie, as you know, all over the country, right here in Austin, they let the illegals basically vote. They let them get bank accounts with no ID. But I've got to go show three sometimes at my bank. The point is that the government elite are on top. The illegals are second. Citizens are third class. And the government just ignores laws whenever they want. It's totally lawless. This is globalism. Now, talking about Agenda 21 and this whole world government situation, I'm seeing a huge awakening. Arizona's on the verge of passing it. Another state has passed a law against it. Other states are passing laws against the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans. It does look like there is an awakening happening. And to go back to that song you had about, you know, America waking up and getting, you know, together again, you know, we damn sure fooled you. I think we're on the cusp of another big awakening.
I certainly hope you're right. I hope you're right. I was involved in the National Day of Prayer, you know, yesterday and I was making speeches. And one of the big things I was talking about, the further away we get from God, the more lost we get. And, I mean, it's just it's an absolute fact. And this thing of being upset when you see a cross somewhere or something and this little handful of people want to remove, you know, and they'll tell you, these people will tell you now, just rank and file citizens, well, this constitutional separation of church and state, it's not in the Constitution. But it says nothing about separation of church and state. It says Congress shall pass no law concerning religion.
That's right. Congress can make no law. And they take a letter from Thomas Jefferson saying he didn't want to have one church, a one state religion, and they twist it. So instead, the government runs a religion. And they say that's the Constitution when that's the opposite. Government cannot touch it, cannot do anything, zero. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Charlie Daniels, you are absolutely on target.
Well, you know, that part of the law in the Constitution was to protect the church from the government, not the government from the church. And it's all twisted around. But, you know, if we start talking about, you know, things that offend you, I think stuff all the time has been me, but I'm not going to go out and do a protest about it because I don't like it. If other people want to, you know, have lewd pictures up and that sort of thing, I don't have to look at it. I can walk right by it. Don't bother me. Why can't they do the same thing with the cross? It's like these people just go around and look for little things that, and what the situation is, it's not separation of church and state, it's separation of God and state. That's what they want to do.
Well, sir, as you know, they want to replace it with this fake environmentalism, Agenda 21. They admit in the UN they want a global religion. They said that at the last big UN summit that Lord Monckton and others that were there saw and got the documents on. This is a cult, and you notice it's just Christianity. They're even telling people not to wear shirts with a cross on it in the mall now. It's an idea that you don't have freedom of speech in this country.
Oh, we have freedom of speech in this country, and I will wear any dead blame thing I please to. You know, I mean, that's just a situation. No, I hope people listening, people don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated by this stuff. That the biggest part of these things that you're hearing are not law. They're not law in this country. Separation of church and state is not law. It's not constitutional. This thing, Agenda 21, that we're talking about, please don't take my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to believe it. So go look it up on your internet. Go check it for yourself. It is very real. It's been going on since back in the 70s. Some of the most powerful people in the world are connected to it and endorsing it and promoting it. And the UN, which in my book should be the building, should be pushed into the East River or turned into a homeless hotel and run them people out of here. Let them go to Paris. It's just a toothless debating society, anti-American debating society, I should say. Can you imagine these idiots running anything? They can't find their way to the bathroom. And they want to run, they want to take over our national parks. They want to say what we can do with our food chain, what kind of animals we can raise, and this sort of thing. It ain't, it's just like you said a while ago, this is total power grab, total control.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more of this encore retransmission of my interview with Charlie Daniels. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive energetic mind. Call now and you'll receive a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. 1-800-577-8644. 1-800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-577-8644. That's 1-800-577-8644.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Charlie's with us another 20 minutes. He'd stay longer, but you know, he's got to get on down the road to play a gig. And I said, hey, listen, we'll get you out here in 20 minutes and you can be off the races. And he said, oh, you don't know how true that is. I'm playing the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Okay, let's go to some phone calls here. Jonathan, Michael, John, Patriot, Richard, and others. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Yes, sir. This is glad to speak with you, Charlie Daniels. This is at Fox 777. And I was wondering, can you by chance assemble a cast to sing about Agenda 21, similar to like they did with We Are the World?
Hey, listen, he's the guy that did the song that In America. Oh, I love that song. And then, so many other patriotic ones. Yeah, we saw that new song that came out by Hank Williams Jr. Telling Obama where he can go for getting him fired. What about you doing something like that?
Well, you know, I kind of take it as it comes. I get these inspirations to write songs. I don't. That was a unique idea that you came up with there, Jonathan. I haven't really thought about it in that way. I am very much. I want so bad, and what we're doing now is good. Is to let people know. A lot of people don't know this thing even exists. They have to know what it exists. They have to know what's in it. And I believe when they do, we will see some mad people in this country.
You could have a song about get your 21 out of here or you're going to get a 21-gun salute.
That's right. That's right. That probably would happen, too.
Oh, man. You, yeah, thank you, Jonathan. Man, Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, gentlemen, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Hey, yes, sir. Big fan of yours. Big fan of yours. And you know what? You probably hear my Yankee accent. I've only been down here in Texas for a few years, but it's the best thing that ever happened to me, this job transfer. But the thing that, and I'm asking if you've seen this, even in your state, people that, you know, all they care about probably is volunteer football and, you know, Dancing with the Stars or even on, you know, CMT, they'll watch them, that version of.
Yeah, but there's always people, I want his answer to this, but there's always people that don't care. It's always been a minority that actually fights for liberty, just like in 1776. Charlie?
Yeah, that's true, but it's if it's a fair enough minority, you get the majority's attention. You know, people don't realize this thing. I was unaware of the scope of this thing myself, but just a short while ago. I've been hearing about this global thing going on for a long time, but to get down and get specific about it, they've now put a lot of it in writing as to what it
exactly
says.
Who showed you the proof? Who showed you the proof and turned Charlie Daniels loose?
I looked stuff on the internet. I mean, it's there. It's there for you to look.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm interested in who got you to look, because this is what you're talking about. We've got to give people the facts.
Well, they got me specifically on Agenda 21 was Chuck Undersea, who did this movie, because he's really delved into it. He's talked to people that are very familiar with what it is. This documentary, this Beyond the Pale Horse, goes into this whole situation. It names names. It names agendas. It names what has happened, how far we have come along, or how far down the trail we are, and some people who explain from their point of view the general. His name's slips my mind right now. I can't remember. He was head of the special forces. This is a man who has the credentials behind him. That is a great, great American who explains what has happened to this nation insofar as headed towards socialism is concerned. The steps that were taken in other places where socialism took a hold, the steps that they took, what they did, how they went in, how they started, and it goes through this whole thing, and he stands there and explains it, and you believe him because he's telling the truth.
It is.
Because he is a man with the credentials behind him to know what he's talking about.
Well said, Michael, thank you. John, Patriot, Richard, Doris, everybody, your calls are coming up. Usually we have calls from all over the country. It's Tennessee and Texas calling today, and Michigan. And we got some in
Canada. Nothing wrong with that.
March, the Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old, and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger, or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, a Texas filmmaker has made a new film with Charlie Daniels. Behold a Pale Horse, America's Last Chance, and they do have a great website, beholdapalehorse.tv. So we do have that website for you. Of course, my websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. My film on Agenda 21 and the UN takeover system is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online. Even though you know about this, folks, pay it forward. Get the video online, YouTube, Google, pass it on to others. We also are carrying another film that exposes Agenda 21, Farmageddon, eye-popping wake-up call, Los Angeles Times, of how they are harassing farmers, Amish, you name it. They're arresting people for gardens or selling tomatoes now. I mean, they want it shut down. That's available at InfoWars.com. Charlie Daniels of CharlieDaniels.com is our guest. And we were talking during the break. He says he'll come back on with the filmmaker of Behold a Pale Horse. So we'll line that up in the next month. Excited about that, and excited to get my copy. I actually got invited to the premiere last week. Like an idiot, didn't go to that either. But it's good to learn all this today. I just knew we were getting Charlie Daniels on, and I'm excited to have him. Anything else, Charlie, before we plunge back into calls in this final segment that is burning in your heart and mine right now that you'd like to relay to the population?
Well, just, the thing about yesterday, I met with a whole bunch of good folks, and we talked about it. Remember, we have one hope, and it's to get back next to God. This country was founded on that. And there's a big war on Christians right now. Don't be intimidated by it, because we win this thing in the end. And
with it. Stand up for what you believe in. That's the name of the game.
Well, there's a reason the globalists and the communists and the socialists and the collectivists are always trying to henpeck us into shutting up, because we've got the power, free market, capitalism, liberty, private property, family, God, country. That trumps the crap, I'm sorry to use that word, they're selling. And so they want to shut us up.
You're right. Absolutely. Yeah, we don't shut up, are we?
No.
I never shut up.
Oh, man. Let's talk to Richard in Kansas. You're on the air with Charlie Daniels. Welcome.
Good to speak with you again, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm well, thank you.
My question to you is, upon reading the Undercover of Darkness signing of, for example, the National Defense Authorization Act, if upon reading that you got the exact same sort of red flag feeling that a lot of us got, thinking this is automatically for us, not for other countries.
Yeah, let me put it this way. Obama now says the war on terror is over overseas, and Al-Qaeda is good, going after Libya, and they're our friend now, and Bin Laden's dead. But then he says, we're going to expand the TSA. Now they have checkpoints in Texas, and in Houston and Dallas, where they grope your wife and your family and your children. So now they're telling us the war on terror is for the returning veterans and gun owners and libertarians. I don't know if you saw those Homeland Security documents.
I did hear about that. That's just a dang blame disgrace. I mean, that's just, you want to get my blood boiling. You start messing with the military and with the veterans. They are, without them, there is no us. And I have been among these people in the last few years, our men and women in uniform, in some pretty desolate parts of this world. I'm going to tell you what, they're the best we've got. The best we got is not on Capitol Hill. The best we've got is in the uniform of the United States military. They're the best Americans we got. And when I see somebody messing with them, it just makes it really gets my dander up. Our people who are returning from our wars are heroes and should be treated as heroes. And to even, for anybody to even have the arrogance of accusing them after they've gone and put their lives on the line for this country, and somebody comes along and accuses them of being a terrorist? Come on, man. That's too far.
Well, the person doing that is obviously the un-American terrorist. But that shows they want to bring in this Agenda 21. They are scared in these documents, MIAC and Homeland Security. It's made big news. If you're a new listener, folks, this is real. Gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, but number one, returning veterans. They're teaching police that they're the biggest terror threat.
Well, that's just BS, man. That's just crazy. You know, let me tell you something. America is not stupid. I mean, I guarantee, how many people are going to believe that? That sounds like something out of a fictional novel of some kind. That our returning veterans are terrorists? Come on. Nobody's going to believe that. Nobody does believe that. Of course, there's people that are just sheep that are led around by the nose who believe anything you're told. But people to get up and go to work in the morning and make a living for their family, good God-fearing people are not going to believe that. They know that's a bunch of BS.
The only people that would say something like that are people that want to overthrow this country. They come in and say constitutionalists and libertarians and conservatives and veterans are bad. That's what you'd expect, you know, in the 70s if the Russians took over.
Exactly. Well, it ain't going to work. We can't let it work. There's too many people out there, man. I see too many good people every day. They ain't going to swallow this.
Do you agree, Charlie?
That's the thing about educating people about this thing. Please, people, if you're listening to me, don't take my word for it. Don't take Alex's word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Prove it to yourself for the sake of your children and your grandchildren and yourself and this nation that we all love so much. Get on your computer. Look up Agenda 21. And find out what it is and what it means and how it's going to affect not just us but the whole world. Do that. Don't take my word for it.
You're right, John in Texas. We got to move quick here. We're running out of time with Charlie Daniels. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Sean.
You know, basically, we're in the Soviet system right now. It's just soft core because of the Second Amendment. They can't really get rough, so they're implementing it slowly in spots where they can. But the key to all this is the Second Amendment. Once the guns are gone, the velvet glove comes off and the iron fist will come down and we'll be in a red terror that the world will never see.
Amen. Amen. You're right. we can't let that happen. That's the thing about it. You know, what scares me more so than anything else about this is one more Supreme Court justice. But think about it. You've got Sotomayor, Mayor, and you've got Elena Kagan. Elena Kagan should not even be on the Supreme Court to start with.
She helped write the health care law and is now going to rule on it. That's illegal.
Yes. She should have been recused. She should have recused herself. We've got our Constitution is being trampled on by this government and this administration.
Charlie, what do you make of Cass Sunstein? Since you said that, Cass Sunstein is the guy they've got lined up. Obama says that'll be his next nominee. Cass Sunstein has said, I'm not kidding, you can pull this up. I can't believe it. He said it. He wrote papers 5 years ago, 4 years ago, saying, arrest people that don't agree with man-made global warming or at least fine them. He is a total authoritarian, and that's who Obama wants.
Then they got to come get me. Because I think man-made global warming, I don't think man can't control the climate of this world. That is stupid. If this world is changing, it's God's doing. It's not ours. If it's warming, it's God's doing. It's not man's doing. We can't do it. We can't control it. And, you know, that's just downright stupid. Anybody that has those kind of preconceptions should not even be allowed to go in the Supreme Court building, much less serve on the Supreme Court. And that's what I'm talking about. That's where, if we aren't careful, Obama's big power is going to come from, is from the Supreme Court. And then Congress can sit back and say, well, we didn't do it. Well, yeah, you did. You sit back and let it happen.
Amazing.
You confirm these idiots.
Charlie Daniels is our guest. Thank you so much, John. Patriot in Michigan, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Charlie. It's an honor.
Charlie, I
would like to commend you for speaking out. I wish more people of your stature would do the same. Just a quick little tidbit, Alex. I'd like to say thank you to all of you. We have started speaking out. We have built a social network. We would like to invite you all. It's patriotspot.wallfm. It's got a ton of Alex content, full of Agenda 21.
Good job, buddy. We appreciate you. Tell us if you got a question for Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. What do you think we should do in response to the NDAA?
Response to the what now?
The National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA bill.
What do you make of Obama?
Me or him?
No, I mean, what do you make of Obama, just to be clear, with NDAA? You know, that's where he says he'll arrest citizens and disappear them if he wants.
I think you ought to call your congressman, your senator, and raise hell with them. Tell them they can't come back to state if they let something like this happen. But that's a danger again, the Supreme Court situation. They'll never get that through Congress. There's no way they'll ever get it through Congress. But you wait for the Supreme. I mean, that's what scares me. That right now is one of my biggest fears in this country, is the Supreme Court passing something, and the Congress. You know, when you don't read bills. If you can't read bills, you got no business up there. You vote for stuff you don't even know what the heck it is. That's stupid. That's not America. That's not what they're there for. We need to get squared away here. We need people who are going to support our Constitution and people who are going to support Supreme Court justices that are not left so far in one direction that they can't possibly think the right way to rule right on things. This thing about arresting people, that ain't going to happen. We can't let that happen.
I was about to say is that they put a bunch of degenerates and crooks in, so foreign interests can use America like a vending machine. They stick money in, pull the lever, get whatever they want out of it. Let's jam in more calls here in the last few minutes with Charlie Daniels. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Doris. I'm in Nashville right now. Charlie Daniels.
Bless your heart. I'm up here in Louisville right
now. Listen, I'm really glad to hear you two link up together. I've been a Prison Planet member for since March of 11, and I think that we are completely being taken over if people don't wake up. And they'll listen to people like you, and this is sort of like the Alamo. Tennessee wouldn't be a Texas without a Tennessee. I call Lamar Alexander. I call Corker all the time. They always tell me exactly what they told you. They will never vote for these things. Now, they just did the transportation and highway thing, and in it was a section about firearms. And They said that he didn't vote for that. I looked up the votes, and they voted yay on it. I don't know. He said, well, he didn't vote for that part.
Well, I know this. They're always changing those bills, but what I know is in that bill is that the IRS just says you haven't paid your taxes. I mean, I've had them come after me, and I know full well I've got mainline accountants and paying all that, you know, stupid tax the Federal Reserve. And just for them saying you haven't paid, they take your passport away, which is a right as a citizen. Charlie, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's just another power grab. You know, it's just like they just keep coming at you from every direction they possibly can. Well, how about this situation? We're going to make kids under, what was it, 16, working on farms?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, now, isn't that brilliant? The best way in the world for kids to learn work ethic is to get up. Farm kids have the best work ethic. I used to work on a farm when I was a kid. You know, kids that drive, the kids that are 10 years old on farms do a better job driving a tractor than most people on the highways do with automobiles. That's stupid.
Well, here's the deal. My dad, exactly. My dad grew up on a farm, and I've worked on the family farm we have in ranches nearby. They sent me down there for a whole year one time. But the point is that that's what teaches you to act like an adult when you're young and teaches you responsibility. And some of the best workers on those farms are children. They're having a good time, and they've got a lot of money in their pockets instead of playing video games or joining gangs. But it shows how they want to destroy parental control over their children.
Well, it ain't going to happen. We can't let it. You know, somehow, some way, we got to say our prayers and pull our boat and lever, and we cannot let this happen. It's obvious that this is a very clear-cut deal here that we want to go this way, that Obama is going to take us, and he ain't going to change. It's going to be worse if he gets to take a term. Are we going to go this way? We're going to try to go another way. We're going to take a fork in the road. And, you know, it's like, I don't know anything about, I look like Mitt Romney's going to run. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I know he ain't Obama. And I know, you know, to me, I don't endorse political candidates. But right now, I would vote for just about anybody but Obama.
You'd vote for Mickey Mouse over Obama?
I'd vote for Mickey Mouse, the New York Minute, yeah. In fact, we ought to start that. Let's do that. Mickey Mouse for president, yeah.
Over Obama.
We've got a Mickey Mouse president now. What's the difference? Yeah.
Exactly. Let's jam in a few more for Charlie Daniels, and he's got to go play the Kentucky Derby. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Texas. You're on the air, Don.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to recommend to you, since you've got a musician you're interviewing today, a song that nobody knows, but they think they do. And it's the Star Spangled Banner, the last verse.
Well, you know what, you're right. It does have a last verse. But the thing about it is, when you do it, nobody wants that last verse because it takes too long and it burns up network time and it won't get home for the football game, you know? But yeah, definitely there's a last verse to it.
Can I quickly recite it?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation.
The conquer we must, then we cause it is just, and thus be our motto, in God is our trust. Yeah, that's why they don't say that.
And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Everybody needs to memorize that.
Good verse.
But you notice it says, if our cause is just, you see, and that's why they want to make us corrupt, because we lose all of our providence once we become corrupt.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you're on the air with the... I'm sorry, Charlie, go ahead.
So we're not going to let this happen. We can't let this happen.
We're not. Caller, you're on with Charlie Daniels. Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to, since you got a musician on, remind you all of that and all your listeners.
A decision is being made by the president and the joint chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
How did you come up with The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and how did you come up with the best fiddling I've ever heard?
Well, I have to disagree about best fiddling, because I don't consider myself that. But the way we came up with The Devil Down to Georgia is a pretty boring story, actually. We had written and rehearsed a whole album's worth of songs to go in and do an album. And we got in the studio and said that we need a fiddle tune. I don't know why we didn't discover it before we went in, but we said we need a fiddle tune. So we took a break, moved out of the recording studio into a rehearsal studio and wrote the song. And I don't know where the idea came from. I read an old poem back in high school by Stephen Vincent, and they called The Mountain Whippoorwill. It had to do with fiddling, and it always impressed me because I was a young fiddle player. If that's where the idea came from, but I got this thing, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and the guy started
jumping in, and here we went. And first thing you know, went by the studio and recorded it. So it's that. Not great. I wish it was a better story about that, but it's actually not.
Well, you could always come out with another one, but let me ask you this then. It's kind of a right stuff question where they say, well, who was the greatest fighter pilot you ever knew? And he was about to say Chuck Yeager, but he said himself. Who do you think is the greatest fiddle player, living or not living?
Johnny Gamble is hard to beat. I know you're familiar with him.
Yes.
There's a couple of guys on the opera that are Hester is an excellent fiddle player. The best hoedown fiddle player right now, in my opinion, is Earl White, who plays with the Square Dancers on the Opry. Hoedown fiddle is almost a lost art nowadays because there's, you know, people don't square dance that much anymore on a grand scale. And some of the guys that I run into on the road once in a while, some of these young guys are really, really good. I play, kids ask me about playing fiddle. I say, don't look at me. I hold the bow wrong. I hold the fiddle wrong. I put too much pressure on the bow. You know, but that's my style, but it may not work for you. You know, you run your violin, think you're crazy, don't do it. I don't read music, so I just do it however I want to.
All right, I'm going to jam in two more calls, but folks, you've got to just ask your question. We've got to go because we've got about 2 minutes left here. Let's talk to Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Greetings and salutations. Talk show host extraordinaire, freedom friend, Mr. Daniels. Basically, this is my question. Do you really understand the real crux of the situation here? Up until 1951, 90% of people paid income tax. The government did something very smart in making people invest in the government. So, therefore, the mindset is they got to collect that check. The question is, do you understand that that's what the real mindset is? That's the kind of
strong... I'll put him on hold. Charlie, he's saying the income tax is unconstitutional. We didn't get it till 1913. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I don't mind paying tax. I mean, I don't mind paying, you know, there's no taxes in the jungle, is there? I always say I don't mind paying tax, but I don't like paying exorbitant taxes, and I think we should have a lot more say about how they're spent.
I don't like our money being used against us.
I think we should have a flat tax across the board, and, you know, no deductions, no nothing. The IRS is way too big. Don't need that many people if they're doing it. Give us a flat tax. We can figure your own income tax. 10%, okay, fine. Here, 10% of this, that, send it in, be done with it.
Well, that's the big thing about the income tax is that it, you can go to 50 CPAs. Money Magazine's done this. You get 50 different answers. It's written so they can claim you did something wrong. Charlie, we've got a minute left. Any closing comments for America out there listening?
I'd just like to say I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to meet you long distance here, and I've really enjoyed the show, and I enjoyed talking to your listeners. And you're doing a great work. You know, keep it up, and just inform, keep people up with what's going on, and cause there's so much stuff that you're not getting on the mainstream media. And let's fight this thing. I mean, you know, I'm here. Y'all are there. Let's just let you let your voices be heard today. How you feel. Don't, you know, do it in the local workplace.
You're right.
Wherever you are.
You're right.
Let your voice be heard.
We can do this together. We can turn this country around. Look at you taking time out to fight tyranny. Charlie Daniels, thank you so much, sir, for the time. CharlieDaniels.com. Okay, folks, that's most of the Charlie Daniels interview. The whole thing is posted at Infowars.com in the podcast area if you want to hear it in its completeness. We're going to go to break and come back with the one, the only, Alan Watt, with some key information. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.